poll, Rick Scott's 11-point Senate plan roundly supported by voters, McConnell unhappy. By Wendell Hasebo on March 2, 2022. Senator Rick Scott's, RFL, 11-point plan, designed to implement after the November midterms, is roundly supported by voters, a Wednesday morning consult/Politico poll revealed. Though Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, has demonized the plan to rescue America as a tactical error, 9 of the 14 agenda items have majority support among voters. The items first reported by Breitbart News to have broad support are: setting term limits for members of Congress, 79%. Prioritizing domestic supply chains to reduce reliance on other countries, 77%. Prioritizing domestic energy sources to reduce reliance on other countries, 77%. Requiring voters to show voter ID to participate in elections, 76%. Advocating for the teaching of the Pledge of Allegiance in schools, 66%. Increasing funding for the police, 65%. Eliminating requirements to disclose race, ethnicity, or skin color on government forms, 63%. Promoting the idea that there are only two genders, 52%. Scott, who Donald Trump reportedly suggested should become Senate GOP leader after the midterms, told Breitbart News he issued the plan with McConnell's approval. But Scott's release of a plan does oppose McConnell's view that no political promises should be made to the public. The plan has reportedly infuriated some McConnell allies. On Tuesday, McConnell answered Punchbowl News questions about Scott and his plan by dumping all over a member of his leadership team who went rogue. "If we're fortunate enough to have the majority next year, I'll be the majority leader," he said of Scott's potential desire to succeed him as leader. "I'll decide in consultation with my members what to put on the floor. And let me tell you what will not be a part of our agenda. We will not have as part of our agenda a bill that raises taxes on half the American people and sunsets Social Security and Medicare within 5 years," McConnell said about the unpopular aspects of Scott's plan. "That will not be part of a Republican Senate majority agenda. We will focus instead on what the American people are concerned about: inflation, energy, defense, the border, and crime." McConnell's hesitancy to support legislation that would require all Americans to pay income tax to reduce the deficit that McConnell has participated in increasing is perhaps not a surprise. Under his tenure, the national debt has grown nearly $20 billion. Illegal immigration has continued, and real wages for American workers have not risen since the 1970s. Obamacare was enacted in 2010. Big banks were bailed out in 2008. And social media companies have silenced individuals without repercussions. In October, McConnell caved to Democrats' demands and raised the debt ceiling, enabling Democrats to forward President Biden's Build Back Better agenda. It is not clear that Scott wishes to oust McConnell as GOP leader. Scott has been careful not to make unnecessary alliances in Washington, D.C., that may have detrimental strings attached. Scott is the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, and a former Florida businessman that won his Senate seat in 2018 by 10,000 without the Republican Party's support. Before winning the Senate seat, he was governor of Florida. In 2010, the Republican Governors Association verbally opposed Scott in the GOP gubernatorial primary race. "If Republicans return to Washington's business as usual, if we have no bigger plan than to be a speed bump on the road to America's collapse, we don't deserve to govern," Scott told Breitbart News. "We must resolve to aim higher than the Republican Congresses that came before us. Americans deserve to know what we will do." Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get @WendellHasebo.